What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Sunday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. This podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Did we sweep yesterday? We did. Another 3-0. We've had 1-0-3 this week and 2-3-0 days. How do you say, Matt, thank you, OmahaSteaks.com. Use the code JUICE at checkout. If you're buying the burger package, it'll knock it down to $89.99. Good value there. 24 burgers just for under $90. Other great packages available with great savings at OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code JUICE at checkout. Okay, so like I mentioned, 3-0 day yesterday, three units. That's good. We're right where we want to be here on a Sunday, meaning we're going to have a winning week. Okay. This is good. We enjoy this. We are really back in the black for the podcast for the year. We're up over six units for the year so far, and that's not counting when Carolina and Denver win their series. Now, both of them lost yesterday, which is surprising. I thought we'd be cashing both those tickets. We didn't do that, but we will with winning game one and winning the series. Denver was shocking to lose that. And in double overtime, Carolina lost to the New York Islanders. So it's inevitable. Okay. Both those teams are going to win. Just when do they win? Okay. So we'll get two more units going on that when both those teams wind up winning their series, but we didn't get to do so yesterday. So we're still holding our breath a bit on that to get that to come in, which was good. Under 7-0, Orioles win there. That was nice. We get the hockey play correct. Overtime 3-2 win here for the Vegas Golden Knights. So it's going to be interesting to see who, Dallas won that game in overtime. Sorry, 3-2 Dallas won that game. Sorry. I actually didn't see the end of that game. I passed out. I missed the end of that game. I thought Vegas won that game. It was 2-2 going to overtime, and I passed out on the couch. Now I woke up, came downstairs here to tape the podcast. It's 2-1. Dallas stayed alive. I thought Dallas won the game, so I was leaning Dallas there, but the under was the play, 3-2, 2-1, Dallas stays alive. So bummer loss there for Vegas. Road team has won every game in that series so far, but under cash for us, which was nice. So we got that. And then we got the OKC under easily. I also laid two. I took OKC minus two before tip off. They blew the doors off the Pelicans. Game stayed way under the 208.5. So that was good. We got that correct here for today. All right. So 3-0 day for yesterday. We head into Sunday. What does Sunday mean? No baseball. I do not bet baseball on Sundays, just FYI on that. So, but if I was going to bet baseball, I would probably bet the over for that ridiculous game in Mexico City, just because like 17, 16 and a half, you know, it's a really big number. They scored 16 runs in the first game yesterday, a 12-4 win for Houston. So we did not go over the 17 or 16 and a half, but my guess is we will go over that here today between these two crazy teams playing at 7,000 feet in Mexico City. Pop-ups or home runs in this game. You know, bet the over for home runs if you want, if not the game to go over. So that is a 1:05 Pacific time, 4:05 Eastern time start for the Astros and the Rockies in Mexico City. Framber Valdez returns for the Houston Astros, which is great news for them. I would very much lean towards Houston to win this game here, but I don't bet baseball on Sunday. It's minus 210. You could do an Astros Rays parlay if you want. You could do that. Two-leg moneyline parlay. I think Houston wins, and I would be stunned. And I mean just straight up stunned if the Rays aren't going to win here because the White Sox have won two games in a row against the Rays. That's crazy. 8-7 in extras yesterday. Chicago won the game on Friday. Two wins for the White Sox. This is a crazy stop the presses winning streak here. They've got five wins on the year. They're 5-22 now. I mean, my goodness gracious. Andrew Benintendi, the former Red Sox, two-run home run in the 10th inning for an 8-7 win after Tampa scored one in the top of the 10th. Two-run bomb for Benintendi. So 8-7-9-4. The White Sox go for the sweep? No. Rays win today. We stunned if the Rays are going to win today. So you can jump in on that if you want for baseball, but I'm not betting it. What I am betting, two bets in the NBA and one bet in the NHL. Let's talk about the NBA plays. Let's start with Philadelphia at home up against the New York Knicks. Philadelphia this year at home was 25-18 ATS. They're 8-2 ATS over their last 10. They've covered the last two games in this series. They won the last game by 11, covering by 5.5 points. They covered in game two, even though they lost. New York's on the road now. New York was a good road team, 22-19-2 on the road, but they have gone 1-4 ATS over their last five games. Against the Eastern Conference, New York was 30-23-2 ATS this year, but Philly was 32-24. Again, backs against the wall for the Philadelphia 76ers. They win this game. They tied it 2. The home team will have won all four games. I'm going to lay the 4.5 points here with Philadelphia. I think we see a win in a tying of the series for the Sixers. Philly, -4.5 for 1.1 units. Second bet, Minnesota at Phoenix. Finally, the books have figured it out. T-Wolves should be favored, and they are -2 here. Minnesota, they have covered all three games in this series. They've won all three games in this series so far. They've won by 25, by 12, and by 17 points. Are we taking the Suns? No, we are not taking the Suns. The Suns are dead in my mind. T-Wolves, sweep the Suns, lay the 2 points. I've already broken this down a lot, but Minnesota is quicker, hungrier, more talented, and the Suns want to go play anything else besides basketball. They are 16-25-1 ATS at home this year. The Suns are 1-4 over their last five ATS. Obviously, the last three games, they have not won. They have not covered. Minnesota has been a very good road team, 23-19 on the road ATS. Against the Western Conference, they were 28-25-2. Phoenix this year, 23-32 ATS against the Western Conference. I'm going to lay the 2 points here. Phoenix gets swept. I don't care that it's at home. T-Wolves continue to roll. Minnesota -2 for 1.1 units. And finally, to hockey. Every game so far between Edmonton and the LA Kings has gone over 6.5. 7-4, 5-4, 6-1. Last game was barely over, but it's gone over. It's 6.5. It's juiced to the under at certain books, but I think this is sort of, now we're going to call it an easy play, but this is just bet the over. And if it loses, it loses. We just keep on betting the over, lay the 1.1 units over 6.5 here for the Oilers and the Kings. You can probably find plus money out there, but for the books I'm looking at here, it's -110 over 6.5. Kings, Oilers, just keep it going with the offense in the Western Conference. Over 6.5 for 1.1 units. All right, three bets for us here, in two in the NBA, one in the NHL, Philadelphia -4.5, Minnesota -2, over 6.5 for the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings for 1.1 units. Let's have a good Sunday and the week up. Well, let's go another 3-0 maybe. Have another good ending to the week. We should have a winning month here in April. We'll have a winning week, another one, back-to-back winning weeks. It's been a good month of April for us here for the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrell. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.